from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladesh has declared 2 days of official mourning following a terrorist attack in Dhaka that left 20 people dead. Bangladeshi authorities have deployed heavy security throughout the capital following an 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed more than 20 people, mostly foreign civilians, at an upscale restaurant. In a televised address to the nation on Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least 2 police officers were also killed. 6 of the attackers died when police stormed the restaurant. A 7th militant was taken into custody. The White House and the U.S. State Department confirmed the death of an American citizen whose identity has not been released. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said in a statement, "The United States condemns the attack in the strongest terms." He called the attack a despicable act of terrorism and said the United States stands with Bangladesh and the international community to confront terrorism wherever it occurs. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Holocaust and went on to become an influential author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at age 87. Israel's Holocaust Memorial Yad Vashem said Saturday that it mourns the passing of Elie Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor, Nobel laureate, and renowned author. Born in 1928, Wiesel wrote extensively of his imprisonment in Nazi camps, and in 1986 won the Nobel Peace Prize. This is VOA News.